Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and since 1936, they have helped provide light, comfort, and connection here in our community. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app. Well, we're going to introduce you today to Bravo Borough. And we've got a studio full of guests this morning. And let's just kind of jump right into it. We've got joining us today, Ted Verbaten. Is that right?
That is
Did
correct.
I get it? Okay. Yep, pull up real close to that, my friend there. And you and Cindy, Cindy is kind of the director of what we're going to be talking about here in just a second. But who, first of all, wants to kind of give us, what is Bravo Borough? Can you do that, or Cindy, or Marion, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Marion Storvik is here as well. I'll tell you who they're playing in the upcoming show, but, you know, Bravo Borough is something that maybe is a hidden gem here in our community, huh?
Absolutely. Bravo Borough is a local theater community here in Murfreesboro, and they have a lovely mission. It's about bringing the community in. Everyone who works at Bravo Borough really loves theater, but we love people more. And we wanted to create a space where people who have never acted, directed, or even worked backstage in any capacity, they get the opportunity to do just that. Spread the love of art and be able to create an atmosphere where people can come and enjoy spending time together once the show is closed, and know that they're always welcome to come back and enjoy the love of theater, you know?
How long has Bravo Borough been around?
This is our third year.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. And where are all of the performances? What, do you have a theater? Or?
Yeah, so Bravo Borough is doing them at Mills Pate Arts Center. that's a 7120 Old Nashville Highway. It's kind of the Murfreesboro, Smyrna.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Smurfreesboro area.
Yeah.
Smurfreesboro.
Yeah, you know. I like that.
And we perform November 8th through the 10th. So we open up this Friday. And we have two weekends. So the 8th through the 10th, 15th through the 17th. And our Friday, Saturday shows start at 7:30. And our Sunday shows start at 2.
Okay. Well, I will keep reminding you about that. The show is Of Mice and Men, right?
Yep.
All right. Good deal. One voice you haven't heard is Chris Brock, and you are playing Lenny Small, right?
Yes, I am.
You're not very small, though. You're a very tall drink of water, so how does that work?
Well, it's a unique character for a unique size. The bigger you are, the better you are to play Lenny, so...
They sought you out, you know?
I've seen my picture next to other people on stage, and when my head is above everyone else, I think, Lenny might be perfect for me.
How long have you been involved with Bravo Borough?
This is my second production I've been a part of. First one ever out on stage. The last one was with Julius Caesar earlier this year, and I was assistant to the stage manager in the back. And I kind of helped hand out props and that kind of thing, keeping things in line. So,
I know you and your family very, very well, and you're not a very shy person, so that wasn't a big leap, I guess, to come out front, right?
I'm shyer than I let on. This was, it's been a stretch.
Has it?
And it's been a push out of my comfort zone for sure, but I've so appreciated it. It's given me so much more confidence and so much more expression that I just can't even bring words to it. It's just been really special.
Lots of run-throughs, practice, memorizing lines. I mean, there's a lot to that, isn't it?
There is, and a lot of emotion to the character. Who Lenny is a big guy, hard worker, strong, but he's got a mental disability, we'll say. It's not diagnosed. There's no name on it, but that's pretty much what he is. He's a big kid trapped in a big body. And so that's a big chunk of the story, is the relationship that he has to have with all the things that are around him as he and George travel the countryside in the Depression era. Mm-hmm. you know, roaming from ranch to ranch trying to find work, and he gets in trouble, and he gets in a lot of things that scare him, and, you know, it's just, there's a lot to pull out of that type of an environment and let it gets put into.
You know, I was just thinking as you were talking there, this is the first time I remember you without any facial hair. So this is kind of I guess that's to play Lenny, right?
Yes, it is. That's how much.
That's dedication.
Love
huh?
I have for this. My wife had not seen my upper lip bare ever.
I wondered about that.
Last Monday was the first day when I walked out after I shaved. Was the first time she'd seen me clean shaven.
Well, I haven't seen any pictures on Facebook yet from Angela. She's falling behind.
There's a reason.
Well, she could share this video now. So, but we have the folks involved with Bravo Borough and, again, of Mice and Men is starting this weekend. Runs the 8th through the 10th and then the 15th through the 17th. So 2 weeks, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday afternoon matinee at 2 o'clock. And tickets. Ted, where can we get tickets?
Tickets you can get online. And that website, you get those from www.bravoborough.theater. And tickets are $15. You can also get them at the door.
You know, it's more than just .coms anymore, and that's kind of cool. Bravoborough.theater. And how many productions in a year, typically?
I believe Bravo Borough is running about four to six, depending on scheduling.
Depending on the year and all.
Depending on the year.
And the Mills Pate Art Center is, Marian, something that's really pretty cool to have in our community for groups like yourself, but there are other groups, and so it's something going on
Absolutely.
About all the time.
Yeah, Mills Pate hosts Consider This, as well as, I believe, Murfreesboro Little Theater and us, Bravo Borough. And I do think that there's also a homeschool group that does mm-hmm. a lot of theater stuff there as well. So, I mean, it's bursting with live theater and beautiful art. So definitely check it out for sure.
So who are you playing in Of Mice and Men?
So I am actually one of the characters that doesn't get a name. I'm referred to as Curly's wife. And I have given myself a name. It's Dorothy, if you wanted to know. But John Steinbeck did that on purpose. He's the author of Mice and Men. And it's supposed to very much comment on the fact that women are not seen as people. You know, right. they don't have their own dreams and aspirations. They are possessions. And so she exists to belong to Curly. And it's very interesting getting to see, you kind of get a chance to see behind the curtain, and you get to see her as a person after you've gotten to see her treated as a possession. And it's heartbreakingly beautiful. But it also definitely comments on, you know, that women were seen as things and not human beings, just like these other gentlemen on stage with me. And it speaks to how women are still treated now today sometimes, oftentimes. So it's still very relevant, and still very much rings true, with how often women are overlooked and they're not given enough credit, really. They're looked at as almost an object for pleasure or to be promiscuous, and that's it. And there's so much more to them, right? Mm. So I think that's a lot of what she embodies.
Let me introduce you to everyone once again. So we've got lots of voices here, which is very cool. You were just listening to Marian Storvik, and she is playing Curly's wife. Chris Brock is Lenny Small, and Ted Verbaeten. Ted, you're playing what?
I play George Milton.
George Milton. So tell me Correct. A little bit about George.
George is every man. You know, I think in this particular story, he is a definite person, but yet he's also observing all the other characters that go on. You know, and that's the tough part about, I think, trying to create George and bring George to life is that he's an observer to life, but yes, he's also a participant And it's showing that back and forth and that kind of tug of war within himself and within the show and within the other characters, and how to see other people's faults and sometimes just let them go, or you have to stand up for something you feel is right or something that you feel needs to be changing, or, you know, those type of things. So it's complex. He's more than you think he is, but I don't know where I was going with that statement, but I just think he's a great character. Good character play.
Chris, you said a couple of years you've been involved with, or just one more show than this one?
Yeah, just one other show that I've been a part of. My son Andrew's acted in Julius Caesar, and I was part of that. I threw my name in the ring just to see what would happen when I did this one. So yeah, it's just been this year that I've gotten involved with the theater, local theater, and I have to say,
you do not want to miss his performance. It is so good. And I mean, considering this is his first show and the first time he's ever been on stage, I mean, Chris.
A natural, huh?
Oh, so good.
Yeah, he really does quite well.
So, what drew you to that? You know, I'm sure this was a great opportunity for Andrew and Julius Caesar to be on stage. He does a lot of singing on stage and things of that nature, but it just gives him the opportunity to do that. Same for you, I guess. But it's fun, I would assume, or otherwise you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of it that is fun. Andrew is more comfortable on stage than off most of the time. Yeah. I'm not that way.
You're the opposite?
Yeah, pretty much the opposite. I'm not petrified of being on stage, but it's never been a place that I've been comfortable with. This show, this story is really the only reason that I'm on the stage is because of the story. And it's a terrible story. It's one that I hate, but I love it. It's one that needs to be told. You know, there's things in life that are really hard to take. They're really hard to hear. They're really hard to be a part of. And I think that's the good part about this story is there's a place for everybody to feel mm-hmm. where their part is. Even watching it, yeah, it's a period piece. Yeah, it's set back in the Great Depression. But there's pieces that today when my hope is that when everybody leaves, they're leaving questioning where they fit in mm-hmm. that story.
Exactly.
And how, which piece do they fill? How would they react? How would they deal with? What would, you know, do they feel any of those things in their life? The it's a story about relationship and loneliness. It's a story about hope, dreams, even though they're really hard to get to. But it's such a good story, but it's such a terrible story.
And the themes of the story definitely, I mean, they date back even farther than just the 1930s with John Steinbeck's writing. Mm-hmm. He very much draws parallels from biblical stories like Cain and Abel and Paradise Lost with Adam and Eve. You know, I mean, there's even technically a reference as far as George Milton's last name mm-hmm. with John Milton being the writer to Paradise Lost. You know, there's that little Easter egg in there on that one. But it asks this question of, you know, am I my brother's keeper? And George and Lenny are such good friends to the point where they are brothers. You know, they're inseparable. But at what point is George and or Lenny, you know, responsible for themselves mm-hmm. and not the others, mm-hmm. right? You know, they've been together for so long that they're it's almost like, you know, whatever Lenny does, George lives with those consequences and vice versa.
Yeah.
And it's because they're such different characters and such different men and see the world through such different lenses, it causes a lot of conflict yeah. and it creates a very interesting story. And
I think that's one of the beauties of this story and of John Steinbeck's writing. He captures so wonderfully that kind of that layer of society where that layer of humanity that we don't get to see often. You know, most of us don't, we're not farm workers. We're not working out in the fields. We're not, you know, sitting in these situations, but it's giving that opportunity to take a look at what do people do in desperate situations? Mm-hmm. What choices do you make? What choices don't you make?
You may be a little more attuned to farming and all that kind of thing because yeah. It was the family business with your wife and the whole family out there too. But let me wrap up with this. It seems like a great place for anyone that's interested in theater. And more information, bravoboro.theater. How, if someone is listening, and whoever wants to jump in, how can they get involved? Is there a group? I'm sure there's behind the scenes, all of that kind of thing that could be done. If they're just interested, want to help participate, mm-hmm. I'm sure you have a board or at least people who kind of plan the shows and things like that. What would you suggest someone do?
Well, they can certainly, you know, talk to anybody. First of all, come to the show.
Okay.
You know, that's mm-hmm. the best thing you can do. It is a open, inviting group. So, you know, we're happy to have anybody as an audience member. And, you know, from there, let's have some conversation. You know, if you're willing to get involved on any level, we're more than happy to have it. You know, it's a 501c3, so they are, you know, always looking for volunteers. And we live on volunteer moments. So that's number one. Maureen, what do you have?
Come audition.
Amen. Yeah.
Always come be a part of the show. And if you don't get a part, you know, say you want to work backstage, right? Be a part of the community. And we're not just a place for people who love theater. We're a place for people who want to spread the love of art and want to mm-hmm. spread, you know, knowledge. You know, a play like this, we have set it, you know, in its main historical, it is very much set in 1930s, mm-hmm. you know, the way that they speak, the way that they act, the way that they think, and it's a learning moment. And so anybody who wants to learn,
yeah,
that's what it's for.
Set design, all of that, or, you know, have your son become involved and then you're starring in the next show, yeah, right, Chris?
Get dragged right into it. That's exactly right.
I appreciate you all being here again, Of Mice and Men, showing this weekend, the 8th through the 10th, and then the 15th through the 17th, 7:30, Friday, Saturday, 2 o'clock on Sundays, bravoboro.theater. And this is being held at the Mills Pate Arts Theater and Art Center, rather. Thank you all for being here. It's been wonderful to have you. Our friends from Borough, I always want to say Borough Bravo, but it's Bravo Borough here joining us on Rutherford Issues today. The podcast will be up shortly, so check it out.